Yo, what's up, you guys? This is Pauly Shore. Yes, the Pauly Shore. Taking it back, dudes. Music Roots. We're sitting down to talk with bands in the studio, get the inside scoop on music, life, and everything in between. Please subscribe everywhere you stream your podcasts. Check out Jam in the Van on YouTube for the video, interviews, behind-the-scenes content, and much, much more. And also, check out my YouTube channel because I got some crazy shit on there. This is the Jam in the Van podcast. Yo, what's up, you guys? Welcome to the Pauly Shore Show. Jam in the Van show with Pauly Shore. We got comedians, influencers, musicians. You want to say something Vietnamese style?
Em tôi là người Việt Nam, người đóng hội kịch đó, tên là gì? Nikon Trần đó.
Yeah, wow, wow. All right, welcome.
That
you
know, was
usually,
some...
yeah. Usually, I start the show off with the influencers usually there, and then the bands usually there, and then the comedic actors here. But I wanted to keep you solo, so I didn't want anyone around here because we have the late. No, my sorry, not the great. I meant the great. Sorry, I meant the.
No.
We have the great Clint Howard. Clint Howard, ladies and gentlemen. You want to put up some of his movies, please? So we got Far and Away. You want to speak? Say something.
Well, Far and Away was in 1992.
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
We were in the Waterboard.
No, Austin, no. It was not Waterboy, Waterboarding. It was just Waterboy, Adam Sandler.
Waterboy. Yeah,
you Henry were fucking Winkler.
Amazing.
Grinch. Yeah, thank
the Grinch.
You.
Jesus, yeah. Fucking. How long have you been in the business for?
I've been in the business for over 62 years, Pauly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So once again, kids that are watching, this is Clint Howard. He is a comedic actor and a dramatic actor and does horror films and all that stuff. So again, I didn't want to put any influencers next to you or musicians. This is your space.
Well, I really appreciate that. I feel like I've earned it. With this much time in the business, I feel like that you know, I've earned this school chair.
Yeah, this is the school chair. And so you have how many movies here? I'm looking at all these.
A shitload, Paul.
I mean, there's fucking, yeah. There's Appleseed, From Hell, Feast of Fear.
Yeah, I was in Feast of Fear. I was in Appleseed. Did you just pick your nose, Paulie?
I do.
Jeez.
Just... What? Oh, this is my assistant, Nicole Tran.
Nói cái gì vậy ông trời, ông hiểu gì hết trơn à.
Yeah.
Same to you, babe.
Yeah. So this is great. I'm really happy. I see you all the time.
Yes.
You know, we text every day.
I see you all the time.
We text every day. And this is great. Far and Away, we got Ice Cream. What was up with the Ice Cream Man?
Well, the Ice Cream Man was an interesting little show that I did. It was back in 1994. Mm. And would you like a Chico stick?
I can't.
Really?
No, I can't. I'm doing ayahuasca this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm going to have some of this stuff. See, I'm like lobbying for product placement.
Okay, got
and
it.
And I figure that if I whip out my Chico stick.
Right.
And take a bite on a show as acclaimed as yours.
Wow. The Chico stick's going to be what? They're going to be happy.
Like chopstick.
You know what?
Like chopstick.
Yeah, like, okay. Nothing. Okay. Yeah. So you live in the valley, correct? You live... And tell us about that.
Well, I live in the valley.
You're Hollywood royalty.
Well, Pauly, I guess you know what? I guess people do say that. And, and sometimes I believe my own press, and I believe my press agent has said that. Live in the valley, right in the shadows of Walt Disney, right in the shadows of Warner Brothers, right in the shadows of Universal. Mm. In fact, I can't get much of a suntan because I got so much shadow hitting me
funny.
All the time.
No.
You know, I've got one of these.
Yeah.
I've got one of these in our jacuzzi.
Wow.
call him Rubs.
Wow.
Rubs the rubber duck.
Wow.
Do you ever take him into your jacuzzi?
No, I just leave him here. They just kind of, it's like they put him here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but you know, realize show business is my life.
I know. Back to Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
So your last name is?
It's Howard.
Howard. So
yes.
Tell the kids who your siblings, your parents.
Well, okay. My dad was Rance Howard. He still is Rance Howard, except he's passed away. My mom, Jean Howard, and of course I have a big brother named Ron Howard. And when he was really
Ron Howard is your brother.
Yes. When he was little, he was Ronnie Howard, and he was on the Andy Griffith Show. Happy Days.
No.
Yeah.
That's your fucking brother?
Richie Cunningham.
No. Yeah.
You know, another thing too, Paulie, is he's directed a few movies over the course of his lifetime.
Shit, show a picture of his brother. I didn't know that that was your brother.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, no.
What the fuck's, why are you on my show? Why don't we get this fucking guy in the show?
I'm not sure you could afford him, Paulie. Yeah. You can afford me, though.
No, I met your brother many years ago. He's a great guy.
Hey, no, Ron is a great older brother. I love him dearly. And in fact, on an absolutely somber note, we wrote a book together a couple of years ago called The Boys. And it was a memoir of Ron and I growing up in show business.
Oh, wow.
It was fun. And it was a love letter to mom and dad. And you know, because of how well they took care of us as we were kids. And then I kind of went off on my own. And Ron went off on his own. And we've had a really wonderful life.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What's the Andy Griffith song where he had the little the fishing pole, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Hoss. Da 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 da.
That's right? Almost it, Paulie.
Yeah. Can you put up that song?
That's almost it.
Dun 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 dun.
I wish I could say that was it, Paulie, but it's not.
But it's close to it.
It is close.
Yeah. And then we met when I reached out to you for the now it's a classic film.
Yes.
You want to tell us about that?
Well,
and how this whole thing went about.
There it is.
Oh, they turn it up. Lastly, let's talk about where we met.
Okay.
And how I called you and what that experience
was
like.
Well, you called me and you wanted me to play your business manager in a movie that you were making called Pauly Shore is Dead. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, I like to work. You know, I was a working actor. I still am a working actor. I love to work. It's old-fashioned working. And offered that response, that opportunity to work for you. Mm. And it was a great time. If you remember, the scene I did was quite interesting.
It was great.
Jesus, Paulie, why didn't you save your money?
Hey, why didn't you tell me to save my money?
Listen, my job at this firm is to advise you in investments. At the end of the day, it's your money and you spend it how you want. And you have spent it like I have never seen before. $5,000 a month on young, shaved boys.
Yes, and also other friends of mine, Charlie Sheen worked on it,
mm-hmm.
You know. Charlie and I actually had a conversation about working with you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 3 or 4 years ago. We worked together on a movie.
Wow.
Called Mad Families.
Oh, wow.
And had a chance to sort of reunite. And so anyway, so that's when we met, and we've stayed in contact, and I love seeing you do stand-up, and I love your one-man show. And if you're ever interested in doing a two-man show.
We're doing that right here.
Yes,
this is it.
We could take it on the road.
This is it, yes.
We could take it on the road. That's what show business is. Remember the old, you know, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, the old-fashioned show business? That's what I like. Me and you could do that. Me and you could do that.
This Matan guy's starting to look at me. We should probably bring him in now. Let's bring in Matan. Yeah. So he's an influencer. Are you familiar with what an influencer is?
What is exactly does he
it's
influence?
It's what the fucking business is. Bring him in. So influence. Now he's nowhere to be found. You guys, the band, give it up to Clint Howard. We got Strawberry Fuzz and, of course, the great Matan. Is it Evan or Even?
Evan.
Evan. Thank you for being here.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh. Anybody needs water? This water.
He will take one of each.
Please. This is water. No, no. Now, okay. No? So I just leave it here. One for you, sir.
Strawberry Fuzz. How's the energy in the room?
The chisel!
How's the energy, bro?
The fucking whistle!
Hey, dude, don't let this fucking guy leave the room. Shut the fucking door right here, the little Jewish fuck. Leave him right here. Shut the door. Lock it. Fuck this shit. Matan, you're okay. You're okay. I just get crazy when I see my own kind.
No, it's okay. You're a Jewish guy.
I am.
Do you wanna? I'm helping to sell flooring. Do you wanna buy? It's 100% viral. Comes, it's viral. It's gonna go viral. The flooring.
Yeah, if you got some.
We sell viral sinks, viral house.
So
all viral. It's 100% viral.
So we have Matan here, who's an influencer. He's got 1.2.
Paulie, it sounds like he's selling flooring.
Viral
followers
flooring.
On TikTok. 300 on Instagram. You got 800,000 on YouTube.
How much a square foot?
Oh, just because it's coming viral, it's going to be a little more expensive because we install it viral.
He's become known in 2019
like
for
virus?
Staging a viral video moment.
Viral.
Can we
virus?
Put up the viral video moment,
oh,
please?
Viral.
Roll the clip.
Matan. You know, real quick, I want to thank everybody and say that I think I want to nominate this award to my Reformed Orthodox Rabbi Bill Clinton. Thank you, everybody.
You so say? You just snuck on.
What?
It's kind of like when, you know, when Kanye West snuck on and he took the award from Taylor Swift and it wasn't planned,
sure,
or
yes.
The guy from Rage Against the Machine started climbing up the at the MTV Awards.
Classic.
Back
moment.
In the MTV Awards, this is what this beautiful man did.
Damn,
we like
man.
You.
Gorilla.
We like
legend.
You. So tell us about that. What made you do that?
Oh, this one specifically?
Yes, sir.
I just thought that needed to go on the stage and say something because they didn't nominate. And really, at the end of the day, I'm right now coming on here. I don't do a lot of media, but I just started a new business. 100%. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. So 100% viral. It comes viral. We'll install it viral. Your flooring, it's going to go viral. We'll make you a sink. That one's going to go viral. The whole thing is viral. All
you know, I
viral.
Think you'd have a little better luck with media if you took off your fucking mask.
I was going to ask about the mask. What's up with the mask?
Have diabetes.
He got diabetes a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Checks out.
Checks out.
Yeah,
Would you like a Chico stick? They're really good.
Is this one with sugar?
It's got a little bit of sugar in it, but it's got a lot of peanut butter in it. It's really good.
Don't let him fucking leave. Lock the fucking doors, you guys. Seriously, dude.
Oh, by the way, that's my manager. His name is Varo Flooring.
Yeah, we got that. But he
you mean my manager yet?
Yeah, no, I didn't. What are you? I need a manager.
He will manage you if you...
Yeah. Oh, good.
I've given him a lot of screen time here on this fucking show for a second. I think we move it over to Strawberry Fuzz.
Amen.
Okay.
Brother.
You know what I mean?
Amen, brother.
No, they wanted you to talk to that one because the manager said the Chico stick not allowed to eat it because it's sugar.
Trời nói em hiểu vậy trời. Tôi đang nói I'm talking about social media, not food.
Social media.
Social media, TikTok.
You know, Paulie, excuse me. Paulie, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
When you called me, you said this was going to be an interview with you and me, and that was it. Now we got social media mixers, and we got, what are you guys,
strawberry fuzz, baby.
Strawberry fuzz? Well, I'll have to listen to you before I decide if you're good or not.
Oh, you'll hear
it. The thing,
yeah, but
the
this
thing.
Is,
you'll hear
but, you know what, Paulie, seriously, you had me on. I drove over from friggin' the Valley to come here. You know how much traffic there is between friggin' the Valley and here?
But the thing is, when I asked you to come here, I knew that you're an open guy. You're very open. And I knew once you saw the people, you're going to be cool with it. But now that I see what the fuck's happening, I understand what you're coming from.
You know,
this
I just
guy
don't
right
dig
here.
It. I have all the flooring I need. You know.
Yeah.
I got all.
My boss. This is I drew.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you. She made this.
Is that a Mini Cooper? What is that? Is that a Mini Cooper?
Mutant. Mutant.
I like it.
Mutant. No. She made my thing for me. This is my Mini Cooper.
It's a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, it's a German car. Right, thank you.
I didn't know this was going to be an art show, Paulie.
One flat tire.
You guys, the tension is fucked up between
you
two.
Oh, yeah, you can have half price. It's okay.
Stop doing that to him. I don't understand.
Hey, you know, has anybody ever, said to you, maybe you should get a fucking haircut?
Yeah, Lord.
you hippie.
You know, I'm
Would
just
you
not
just say
this.
Katsuya?
No, I said I'm going to get a haircut soon.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry.
Sooner. Like
Clint,
here.
Clint, you can't fucking.
I've got $20. I'll help him get a fucking haircut right here. No, here, 10. Your haircut's only worth $10.
I got
bucks.
A dollar on it.
I'm telling you, it's simple. It really is simple, Polly. We've known each other for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
It is either me, Clint Howard, or him.
It's not Matan, him. It's Matan. The Matan, great Matan.
Matan, with Mophead, this manager. Mophead, yeah. And his manager.
The manager, he's viral flooring.
And the viral flooring. I don't care if it comes with frigging tile flooring. It's either me or Matan. Me or Matan. Oh, me what? Or Matan.
I don't know what that fucking means. You mean you or Matan? What is he going to leave the show?
Clint, don't leave.
Yeah, you can't.
We need
leave,
you. Clint, please don't leave.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you. We need you here. I haven't decided.
What do you guys need me
Polly,
for?
Polly, are you crazy?
I haven't decided.
To be crazy?
Are
you fucking nuts?
No, listen. I think I'm going to go with what the entertainment what the entertainment business is now, you fuck. This is the business. What are you going to bring me? A fucking burrito supreme? You know what I mean?
Sounds pretty, pretty
good. You know what I mean? I don't know what you can offer me. He's him and his manager are going to work some shit out.
You know,
so that's
being on this show has made me absolutely freak out.
No.
Reel it in, Clint.
You
got to
ask me the question again.
You know, we've known each other. We've known each other. We've known
Who's
each other.
Man? Chris, yeah. Kick his ass.
For 20 years.
Yes.
25 years.
Yes.
26 years if you're counting that 1 year where we kind of didn't know each other. But
yeah.
It's either me or Matan. Me or Matan. There it is.
And then if I choose Matan, then what does that mean? You're going to stay or go?
No. If he chooses Matan, I'm out of here. And I want my necklace back.
All right. Well, I'm... This is a different business now. Times have changed. Polly. You got to go where the cheese is. And I'm going to choose Matan. I'm sorry, man.
Oh,
Matan is gold.
Clint's coming manager. With us.
Clint, you're in the band.
No. You got to go, dude. I'm sorry, buddy.
Clint's in the band.
I don't know what to tell you. Look at him. He's beautiful.
This is really sad. I can leave if this is sad for me now.
Oh,
I'm out of here.
You're going to leave too?
I'm
no,
here.
No, no,
Clint,
no.
Clint.
Clint,
I don't know what to tell you.
Don't
leave.
No. Don't
sit back
do
away.
It.
I gotta
don't
go with where
do
the
it.
Business is, dude. He's the business. This the guy.
Clint is the biz. Fuck this
I
fool.
Am the business.
No. Whoa. Matan, sorry about his language he says to you. I promise you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're okay. All right, you know what? Maybe we
canceled.
Okay, maybe we could just apologize canceled. And keep everything kumbaya. Okay. And no one leaves. We can't have anyone leave because the show is... he wants to say something. The great Matan. What is
oh,
it,
shit,
sir?
The rabies. He took his mask off.
The great Matan. What is it?
He said that this one needs to leave. This one is not safe.
This one's not safe. Okay, get rid of that fucking thing. Get rid of the thing. Okay, so we're going to stay here.
We need some more beer.
We have to promote Matan stuff. Matan, can we play a little bit of his videos so you could see? Maybe you become a fan of his. Maybe you become a fan of his. Here. Here, you want to wipe some of this off? Here, there you go. This is some of your videos.
No, I didn't know that I was going to be sitting talking to a bunch of illiterate people who don't know how to read, but.
You're literally 15. What do you know?
Oh, you know how to read?
Yes, I do know how to read.
Name 10 books.
Are you serious?
Yes, 100%. Name 10 books.
So you just thrash people. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like this.
Do you know what the term minch is?
I know what the term bitch is.
Whoa, bro. Fuzzy. Let's talk about the Strawberry Fuzz. And your band has heavily featured on Thursday Night Football.
Hold this one for him.
Thursday Night Football. What's up with that?
We know sports. Sports.
Oh, sick.
They do the pass it. They do the touchdowns. And they like our tunes.
That's sick.
And they pay us.
Action-packed.
Really? So how long? Yeah, how long you guys all been together? Because that's like two
years, I think.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a demo, then made a record, and just live in Venice and party it up and play backyards, and then that turned into venues.
Yo, sick.
Slowly but surely.
Oh, they did. You guys did a jam band.
We
session.
Did.
We did the session. That's hasn't amazing. Come out. Alex mixed the track.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever got back.
Is
on
it
that.
Cool if your manager stands behind me since we're all friends now? Is that cool? Let me just. Here, come here. Nicole, can you escort him over here? No, yeah.
He wants to.
No, I like him. He's our friend. Here, just stand here.
The whistle.
Oh, I just
whistle.
Giving you Red Bull.
The whistle. Okay. The all fucking right. Whistle.
So let's play a little bit of the jam, the fuzzy fuzz right here. Here we go.
I don't want to catch no eyes. I don't have to use it.
It's a little punk action. I like
it's a little
that.
All over the place.
Matan, what do you think? What?
Not good.
You don't.
That's kind of what we're going for, man.
So on that note, let's go in the other room. Is that cool? I'm glad you guys kumbaya
yeah,
right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is cool. Yeah. Now I can see your enemies of the band, Fuzzy Fuzzy.
Oh, they're gonna perform?
Yes.
Oh shit.
You know. Okay. You gotta come. We're gonna go in the other room. Thank you guys for coming here. Let's head on.
On the corner of the street, yeah. Have you ever been alone in an alley waiting for your mate? Yeah. Maybe I'm feeling alone.
Whoa.
And maybe I'm feeling the cold.
Yo, what's up, you guys? This is Pauly Shore. Yes, the Pauly Shore. Taking it back, dudes. Music Roots. We're sitting down to talk with bands in the studio, get the inside scoop on music, life, and everything in between. Please subscribe everywhere you stream your podcasts. Check out Jam in the Van on YouTube for the video, interviews, behind-the-scenes content, and much, much more. And also, check out my YouTube channel because I got some crazy shit on there. This is the Jam in the Van podcast.
Yeah!